Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We got James Jones, Super Bowl championship. Yes, that James Jones. The one that Aaron Rodgers name dropped at his incredible press conference a few days ago, saying they didn't treat him right on the way out the door, or you know they should have re-signed him. We'll ask him about that. Is he disgruntled?
If Aaron Rodgers was going to name all the players from the Packers, and the press conference could have been 3 hours. The way that they treat players in the
well,
NFL.
Well, it was, you know, almost 3 hours. It was 2.5 hours.
But you know what I mean.
No, right.
That's just the MO.
Right. Look, Rob, the bottom line with the Aaron Rodgers situation is there's a happy medium, right? He shouldn't have final say. He shouldn't be in on all the decisions. But, yeah, when it makes sense, Aaron, what do you think about this cornerback? We're looking at him. You've thrown against him. His weaknesses, strengths. What do you think about, you know, this receiver? You know, things like that, sure. But the notion that he should be in there making big-time decisions, I don't even think he really wants that. Even if he did want it, Rob, he don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't.
You don't want to be involved in that.
It's hard enough to play. You got to be real careful what you're asked for.
Right. And I don't think they should have been ignoring him either. You know what I mean?
You don't draw
a line in the sand. Oh, you're a player. You can't. It's not that, but
you just want to make sure. But you also, Chris, on the flip side, and I think I brought it up yesterday, you don't want to have the guy in as like, you know, just for show and then not listen to anything he says. So he comes in, he suggests 8 things, and you never do any of his things. Then he's going to get mad, right?
Right. No, that's right. And today, I don't know if you saw Brian Gutekunst's press conference yesterday, Rob. But he said it. I mean, I'm not even – you don't even have to read into it. He basically said, we signed Randall Cobb for Aaron.
Right.
He said it. And he was like, if Aaron wasn't here, we wouldn't be going after him.
No, well, he had already Randall played there. He had already played there.
Right, and I like Cobb. I mean, I actually think he can help him. I mean, if he stays healthy. He was
a good player.
Yes, he's a tough little slot receiver.
Every time I hear his name, you know, I think of the boxer, Randall Tex Corn Cobb.
Hey, he can take a punch.
Who George Foreman beat to a pulp for 15. I think it was 15. Was it 15 back then, Chris?
15. Was it Foreman or Holmes? I think it was Holmes. Yeah, Larry Holmes.
And that was the fight that Howard Cosell quit broadcasting boxing.
So he never broadcast. I know he was upset about it. He never did another fight.
Because he was like, this is ridiculous. That guy stood up and took a beating.
Right. That was his claim to fame.
Right.
That he could take a beating. You know, like the dude was tough.
He wouldn't go down.
Right. But we will talk with James Jones at the bottom of this hour. Right now, let's go to baseball. And we talked about it or you know, you've heard it on the updates. The Dodgers, Max Scherzer, and they're making a run, baby. They are going for the gusto. And you remember a few years ago, Rob, was it Bryce Harper? Where they didn't want to pay him what he wanted.
Or they didn't want to pay Machado. Well, remember, the Dodgers were, a couple years ago, people were saying that they were cheap, they wouldn't pay for players. You remember that. They were about developing their own players. And then last year, all of a sudden, they signed Mookie to that, $348 million or whatever, $368?
$342,
I think it was, Chris. During the pandemic, you remember that?
They signed
him to some crazy, big-time money deal. And then the Padres made trades. in the offseason. And what'd they do? They ran out and got Trevor Bauer, who was the National League MVP, and made him the richest player, the highest paid player in the league. The Dodgers all of a sudden, and now here we go. They're behind the Giants, 3 games out. The Padres are 2.5 behind them, Chris. And the word came out that the Padres were going to get Max Scherzer. And what did the Dodgers do?
They went out and got Max Scherzer.
Big time.
They said, not only will you not get him,
right,
but we're going to get him. So what's your take on this? You got an interesting take.
So I think the Dodgers have turned into the evil empire, which is what people used to always call the Yankees. They're the evil empire. They have a lot of money, Chris. If they make a mistake, they could throw bad money, good money on top of bad money. You know what I mean? Because it didn't matter.
Right.
If a smaller organization makes a mistake, they got to pay for it, right? They don't have that money to be able to cover up a mistake like the Yankees used to do. And now I think the Dodgers have supplanted the Yankees and are now the evil empire. And Chris, I brought up a number to you and you were a little surprised by it. That the Dodgers' payroll is almost $100 million more than the Yankees. Is that not surprising?
It's very surprising. I mean, how can it not be? You know what I'm saying? And it's not like the Yankees don't have name players.
Right.
Now, granted, Judge is still, you know, not making his money.
He hadn't been paid yet. Right. But the point is, the Yankees have been diligent about staying under that luxury tax, Chris. They don't care. They don't want to pay a luxury tax. And the Dodgers don't seem to care or even, you know, that it doesn't matter. After going 31 years without winning, they won last year in the COVID-shortened season, but they won a championship. They beat the Rays, and now they want another one. And they went out, and they made a huge splash. And I think fans around baseball can start looking and say, the rich keep getting richer. The Dodgers already, Chris, on paper. They were already favorite. They were favorite already. I get it. They've had a number of injuries. I get it. Trevor Bauer will probably never wear a Dodger uniform again. But the Dodgers are the bullies now in Major League Baseball. It ain't the Yankees. It's not. I know they made a couple of moves.
All right, go ahead.
I see you. I see you scrunching up your face.
Here's my problem with your thesis, Rob.
Yes.
The Dodgers lack one thing that all evil empires must have.
What's that?
They lack one thing that all bullies at some point in time had. Winning! Rob, how in the world can you be the evil empire when you've won one championship in the last 32 years?
No, but they won last year.
That's it. That's the one. I mean, you've been a doormat. Now, I get it. They got there a few times before they won it, and they were winning the division. I'll give you that.
Eight straight years.
There is no way. So, okay, call them the bully of the NL West. I'll give you that. But there is no way on God's green earth that you can be called the evil empire with one championship in 3 decades. When the Yankees were the evil empire, they were slapping folks up. Seriously. They were smacking people around. Yes, we hated them because they kept winning. I can't say that about the Dodgers. We felt sorry for the Dodgers 2 years ago. We did.
When everybody walked out the stadium, you remember that?
Yeah. We took pity on the Dodgers. Oh, the poor Dodgers. Woe is me. There is no way, Robin. You know this. And I get it. Bullies often don't win, right? They can't fight if you press on them.
Thank you.
But at some point, they could fight. They knocked somebody out to get everybody scared of them. And the Dodgers haven't done that. So there is no way, Rob, there is no way that they are the evil empire. Let them win it this year. Let them win one more in the next 2 or 3 years. And then maybe keep spending this kind of money. Maybe. You said it. They don't even, I get it, it's regular season. But they're not running away with their division.
No, but they
by
were,
any
they
stretch.
Were, they've had a lot of injuries, but my point is that they can go and trump anybody now. The Padres were just an afterthought. Oh, they got a cute team.
But hold on. So you got them better? Are they better than the Padres now in your view? You picked the Padres, right?
I picked the Padres. It's a big move. They got an all-star shortstop, and they got an ace pitcher.
The Padres are nice.
No, I know they are.
Does this make you feel like, okay, the Dodgers are going to win the NL?
They got a great shot now. I think much more so. And they've lost, I think, four in a row and four out of five to the Giants.
Right.
Who have a three-game lead.
The Giants and the Padres have gotten the best of them this year.
No, they have so far, right, this year. But still, I think when you add a guy like that to your rotation and you add a shortstop who's an all-star, not past all-star, this past year all-star, I think it just heightens what they're doing. And my point is that the Yankees used to be able to go get whatever, go grocery shopping, go look at the Kansas City Royals. Who do you want to pluck off their roster, Chris, right? Hey, go to the Cleveland Indians in the past. Who do you want? Take anybody you want. The Dodgers are now there. Like what?
Yeah.
Oh, the Padres, you think you're getting him? Oh, no. We're going to trump you, and we're going to take away that deal because they were afraid that the Padres would get Scherzer and what that would have done for their chances. All I'm saying is they have more money. That's why they're outspending $100 million more than the second payroll in baseball. Not $10 million, not $100 million more. That's how much they're flexing their muscles financially. And that's what I mean when I call them the evil empire.
But you throw it at the end. Yeah, and I know they got to win, but no! That's not an afterthought. It's not a last sentence at the end of the prayer. Yeah, and of course they got to win. It is the whole point. You play to win the game. You got to give me that, Rob. You cannot qualify as the evil empire if you're not body bagging folks.
Well, but they're starting to because they won a World Series last year. And this year, I think they went in as the favorites. Would you give me that off the roster with the addition of Bauer?
Yes.
Okay.
But teams are close, obviously. But like I said, if they win it this year, stay, you know, near the top and maybe win another one in the next two or three years, then I'll give it to you. But there is no way that right now they're the evil empire. And their roster is freaking beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just name after name after name, right? I'll give you all that, but you got to deliver. You got to win to be the evil empire because the Yankees, last I checked, they used to win.
They haven't won a World Series since 2009, Chris.
Right.
Did you even have a cell phone back then? I mean, it's been so long. The last story you wrote for the New York Times was on a typewriter. I'm just trying to tell you. It's been a while.
Hey, I'm not as old as you, man. Did you ever? You probably actually
no,
wrote
No, I
a
did
few
not.
Stories.
How dare you,
you
even
close.
Open your mouth?
Were you not close, though, to a typewriter?
What? At the
Maybe
paper?
A couple years before you.
No. Not at the paper. Are you crazy?
So was your first stories were the Radio Shack?
Yeah, the Tandy.
Okay,
you remember the little Tandy where you could see six lines of the story?
I know, it was crazy, man. Think about that. I don't know how in the world we did. Then you had to find the couplers and go find a payphone.
Oh, God, it was awful.
It was crazy. Fun memories, though. I got some fun memories from those days.
Of
man.
Trying to be able to get your story sent. And then, like, the internet.
It's like an adrenaline rush.
Oh, God.
You know what
you used to run around and you don't know
going
how many
bars and
supermarkets, Chris, and the office in a grocery store. Excuse me, can I use your phone line? I'm a reporter. And they're like, what?
Right. No, it was crazy, man. But all right, 877-99 on Fox. It's your turn to weigh in. Rob says the Dodgers have become the evil empire. I say hogwash. Let them collect a few more rings before we give them that. Where are you at on it? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes you're planning to go somewhere. You go outside, smile on your face.
All the time you want to take your place.
the backstabbers.
Right.
But your battery won't start. It's dead. Well, look, when that happens next time, don't fret. Don't worry. Don't cry. Just go on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and the number one battery destination in the United States of America. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Are the LA Dodgers the new evil empire of baseball, or is Rob Parker tripping? What you got?
All right, let's check it out with started off with Chris in Honolulu. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Chris?
Maybe you didn't hear us. Okay. Robert in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
We're having phone issues. Okay. So the phones are out. But, it was clearly an arms race in the NL. In the NL West.
How surprised, though, were you, Chris, that the Dodgers, like, really, they flexed their muscles? The Padres looked like they were going to do something. The Dodgers still on paper, you think, have a better team. And they're right. No. We're you know what I mean? Like, they flexed their muscles against the Padres.
Well, they definitely flexed their muscles, but it wasn't completely out of the blue. I mean, we knew they were in the running, right? We knew they had a shot, and they might go after him, especially with everything going on with Trevor Bauer. So I'm not going to say I was that surprised, but it was a big-time move, you know? And like you said in your article on Deadspin, they've trumped or at least countered what San Diego's been doing, right?
No doubt.
San Diego goes out and gets Blake Snell. They go out and get Trevor Bauer. And so they're serious. It's good to see, because I think you and I probably talked about this within the past few years, how, man, when you get this type of run, you got to capitalize.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they probably, I bet that's part of it. Like, they've gone 30 years without winning a championship, and now you've got this great team, right? And you've got to try to get multiple titles out of this run, and the division crowns just aren't enough.
All right, Chris, the phones are back. Let's go back to Robert in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
How you doing, gentlemen? First-time caller?
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for dialing in.
Yeah, I want to give props to Rob first for carrying the show. Appreciate it. Much love.
Thank you, my man.
Yeah, who's this, your cousin or something?
No, so anyways, guys, what happened to the evil empire in Star Wars? They didn't win anything either, did they? And what happened to Soviet Union when Ronald Reagan referred to them as the evil empire?
They didn't win either.
So I'm with you, Rob, on this one.
Am I right?
It the sounds Dodgers like are you just, and Rob no matter what.
No, the
so
Dodgers
I'm
are just
going to discount that take.
The Dodgers are just like strong-arming everybody, flexing their muscle, throwing money
exactly.
around like it's paper. Thanks, Robert. Yeah, we appreciate the
whatever.
Call
whatever.
From Arizona. Jeff in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple.
Robert,
Fox
keep
Sports
listening.
Radio.
You ain't got to call
look
in
look
no more.
Look at Chris. Chris all bitter
guys,
now.
I'm with Rob. Rob,
wow.
The Padres. They got a all-star third baseman. They have an all-star shortstop, and now they have an all-star second baseman.
Yep.
And that they picked up from Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers tried to get Schuster, But guess what? Padres are going to absolutely kill the Dodgers.
You still think even with Scherzer, only because they beat up Scherzer when they faced him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. The Padres have Schuster's number.
Scherzer.
Scherzer's number, and yeah, absolutely. The Padres, I'm with you, Rob. Padres okay. are going to win the division.
But hold on. Are the Dodgers the evil empire or not?
No, not even close. Because
Thank
the
you.
Padres have been kicking some tail.
All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to
He's
Nick
with
in
me.
Oregon.
He's with me.
Yeah, all right. He ain't with you.
He was.
Nick in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
He didn't know what
he was
talking about. But.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time caller. Love the show.
Thank you, Nick.
My man.
Hey, so I'm a Mariners fan. I know it's hard, but
yes.
Your boys, are they serious about winning? We talked about this the other day.
They traded your closer in the division. Were you happy about that?
And they traded it to the Astros, and they're a bunch of cheaters. It tore my heart out.
Right.
But I grew up with the Yankees, you know, beating us every year. And, I think the Dodgers are doing the exact same thing. They're the evil empire. But I'm curious what you guys think, if maybe we can neutralize this a little bit by maybe doing a hard salary cap.
Nick?
That's been talked about.
Yeah,
for decades.
It ain't going to happen because the players' union, Chris. It ain't going to happen. They've been the owners would have died for that 20 years ago.
And then the thing, too, and I've long been a proponent of that. And I would say about the Yankees, Rob, when they were being called the evil empire, was I get it, but you can't blame them. They're playing by the rules, not like they're cheating.
No,
it just seems to me that the rules aren't really fair. But here's the thing, Rob. This is how I characterize it, and I want your opinion. We've had many small market teams win championships.
Kansas City Royals, over the last few decades. 2015, Chris, they
right.
beat the Mets. 2015.
Right. So teams come out of nowhere and win it. To me, here's the problem, though, or the difference. You can win it for a year or a couple years. Remember the Kansas City?
Right.
Where it was good for a couple years. But once they get of age, if you will, or, you know, their time when they become free agents, that's when the Bostons, the New Yorks, the big markets with the money come in and swoop them in and steal them. So your run, you can't, like you said, you can't sustain it the way it is right now, but you can win it. And winning it, you know, is enough to deter those who want to keep it the way it is. That's my view.
No, I got it. And it is a... It is a chance that there's been enough different winners, Chris, over the last 25 years to where the Kansas Cities and some other smaller markets have won or gotten. Tampa Bay, Chris, is one of the smallest markets, right, and fan bases. They were in the World Series last.
Yep.
They didn't win, but they were in the World Series.
Yep. And but like I said, they just can't sustain it. But you can still make the argument, hey, they won it. They're here, you know, and that's enough to keep the others at bay. All right, we got James Jones of the Packers coming up in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest is a Super Bowl champion, NFL Network analyst. We've had him on before. He does a great job. Our man, James Jones. James, what's happening, man?
What's up, fellas? I'm just out here, man, mobbing the streets of Green Bay, Wisconsin, man, on a little walk.
I haven't heard it put that way before, but.
well, at least they have a Kmart in downtown Green Bay, right? That's the highlight.
Yeah, they got a little Kmart. Right?
Am
there
I right?
You
hey, James, you know that Kmart down there. They don't even have a mall in Green Bay. You got to go to Appleton, Chris, to go to a mall. Am I right?
Yeah. Green Bay, they upgraded a little bit. They got a very, very small mall, man, probably about four stores in there. But if you want to go get your shopping on, man, I mean, shoot, I wouldn't even advise you to go to Appleton, man. It's about 12 stores in Appleton.
That's all. It's unbelievable. Hey, you save a lot of money in Green Bay. Nothing to buy. No big-time spending there at all.
That's it, man. You either do that or you just staying up all night online, man, if you think you got a little swag trying to get yourself
right. Well, James, let's obviously plenty to talk about with these Packers. First off is this. What did you think? I mean, the press conference that Aaron Rodgers held the other day, I had been saying on our airwaves for weeks, he needs to say something. Enough of this joking, laughing at the golf course and, you know, all this stuff. Say something. And he said something a couple days ago. What'd you make of that press conference? I really haven't seen very many things like that in sports.
Yeah, he was really honest there.
Well, you know, I loved everything about it, you know, and I even loved how he handled the whole situation in the offseason, you know, because like he said before, I'm not the one who leaked it. So there is no reason for me to come out, try to fix this or make everybody happy by what I say or, you know, tell everybody that I'm beefing with this guy or beefing with that guy. I didn't leak this. I didn't let this out. So I'll come out when it's my time. And obviously, you know, he was waiting on his time, and this was his time when he got to Green Bay to, you know, just basically let everybody know how he was feeling. But I loved everything about it because it's true. You know, you sit here and, you know he named my name, but it was a couple guys' names that he named where I was in the building on the team, and I'm looking the same way. Like, man, how are they letting this guy go? Like, this dude's a leader in the locker room. This dude's a baller on the field. Yeah, he may not be getting 15 interceptions no more. Might be 7, but this dude is a key centerstone to our team, and we let him get out of the building, but they continue to tell me that they want me to win, and they committed to me, and they won in the Super Bowl. So I loved everything that he said, and like you said, man, it was brutally honest. You could tell it came from the heart. You could tell it was something that, you know what I mean, he was thinking about for a long time, and I'm glad they finally starting to listen to him, you know. As an organization, when you're trying to win and you got – a rare breed at quarterback, arguably the greatest we've ever seen. You find ways to make him happy. You find ways to help him out. And you guys find ways to come together so y'all can win.
Hey James, I agree with what you just said. And I hear what Aaron was saying. But isn't it the nature of football? And I'm not trying to, like, okay, on your way out, did you feel like, you know, like they got rid of you because they didn't want to pay you? And the only reason I say that is, if you look around the NFL, the Eagles don't pay their guys. I mean, there's so the Steelers. I mean, is that not the nature of the game? I know. I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible. But it happens a lot.
Not to cut you off, and it does happen a lot when guys are trying to get paid and trying to get money. But when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron is saying that I've spoken with Jordy, I've spoken with JJ, I've spoken with Woods. And a lot of these guys are willing to take pay cuts. You know what I mean? Like, they willing to take your price, and you still saying no.
Right,
you know,
right.
So, you know, at that point, it's like, man, come on. And Aaron's sitting there like, I understand the business. It is a young man's game. We all know that. It is a young man's game. But Aaron's saying, if I'm looking at the chemistry I have with Jordy, the chemistry I have with JJ, and yes, he might not be as fast as the guy that you're trying to keep that I ain't even took a snap with on the football field. And yes, y'all may think that this dude's potential is better than JJ's or Jordy's or Randall's or whoever. But I know exactly where JJ going to be. I know exactly how JJ going to do it. I can look at JJ and he knows exactly what I'm thinking. That's going to be way better than a dude being a step faster than him. And that's what Aaron is trying to. That's what Aaron is trying to say. You're letting guys out the building that I trust, that are key locker room guys, not just on offense or defense, you know, for some young guys that don't end up paying out sometimes.
Right.
But, James, here's what I hear what you're saying. And, look, I do think they should have been listening to Aaron Rodgers, you know, on current players that are with the Packers, guys they're interested in. They definitely should have been using him to recruit guys and all that. But there's also a fine line, right? I mean, you can't have the player – you know, determining personnel. I don't even think, you know, that would play well in the locker room if you guys knew that this guy had that much power. So where's the fine line? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I think they should listen to him and consult him, but he can't have final say over various things.
But at the end of the day, it's not about listening to him every single time. You know, it's not like he comes up there every offseason and says, yep,
I want to keep James. I want to keep Jordy. I want to keep Donald Driver. I want to keep Greg Jennings. It's not like he's coming up there every year saying, this is what I want you to do, how I want you to do it. All he's saying is, guys that I'm passionate about, it may be once every 5 years. I don't know. But if it's a guy that I believe that can help us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Come talk to me. Or if I come talk to you and I'm vouching for a guy, you know that I'm not just coming up here every offseason vouching for guys. So you know if I'm coming to vouch for a guy, I really need him. I really like him. I really think that he can help our team win, because at the end of the day, that's all it's about. And for Aaron, he a three-time MVP, all these accolades, he needs to get to Super Bowls. And you're taking guys that's going to help me get there. And I think that's all he's trying to say. I'm not coming up here every season talking about we need to keep this linebacker, we need to keep him, and we need to keep him. He's not a scout. He's not. Right. But what he's saying is, there's certain dudes that I do know that I'm passionate about, I don't speak up all the time, and if I come to you, I would like for you to listen.
How about this? And that's all fair, right? Because he can't be a pseudo general manager. Because that won't work out. But what about Randall Cobb coming back? Was that a small win for Aaron that the GM today even said, if it wasn't for Aaron, we wouldn't have made that move, that we did this for Aaron? What did you make of that, Cobb coming back?
I think that's a huge step, you know, because it's showing Aaron that you keep telling Aaron that, hey, we committed to you and this and that, but you're not listening to him. So I think it's a huge step of, you know what? I know we're dealing with all this contract stuff, and I know we're dealing with that, but you telling us that you want your guy back, we're going to do what we got to do to go get him. You know, if you think that Randall Cobb is going to help us, our offense, and help you be a better player and get to where we're trying to go, we're going to make that move. And that's all Aaron is saying. And he's not saying it about every guy. Or I'll still be playing. I'll call him right now. Go bounce for me.
I could use a few more million.
Right.
You know?
Hey, they throwing around cash, man. Why not?
That's what I'm saying. So it's not about every player, but like I said, certain guys that you're passionate about, that you know can help, please listen to me. And I think this was a big step with the GM, Mark Murphy, and Brian saying, you know what? Hey, we got you. You know what I mean? We got you. So, you know,
there are some, James, that think, you know, this off-season stuff and just the, I don't know if tension is the right word, but, you know, the situation with the front office and Aaron Rodgers could impact the team this year. I think some people are predicting 10 wins, maybe 11 wins, which obviously is down from the 13 they've won the last 2 years. Yeah. Do you think there's going to be an impact on the field positively or negatively from all of this?
Well, first off, if you get into 11 wins, you're doing all right. I mean, it's always tough. I mean, I know they added an extra game, so you got 17 games now. But, I mean, being 13-3 back-to-back seasons, that's unreal. That don't happen. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, if you're able to be in that 11, 12 games, that's a heck of a season for you. Give your team a chance to get in the playoffs and do what you do. This is a very good football team, you know. And I think sometimes with all the Aaron Rodgers talk and all the contract talk and him holding out, you forget how good this football team is. You know, they got a very good defense. You add Randall Cobb with Devontae Adams. You still have Lazar, MVS. You get Funches back, who, you know, set out because due COVID. So this team right here, man, it's a very talented team. Not to speak of Aaron Jones and Dylan in the back, but it's a very talented team, man, that can make some noise. And that's why I was saying the whole time, if you have a very good ball club, I don't know how good Jordan Love's going to be. I have not seen Jordan Love. He can mess around and be the next Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. I don't know. But you do know what you have in Aaron Rodgers, and you have a chance to go win a Super Bowl. If Aaron Rodgers ain't out there, you probably got a chance to win 5 games. You know, so don't waste a good team, you know, not trying to have Aaron Rodgers back in the building. That's why I'm excited that they got it done, got him back in the building, because this is a very good football team the Packers have.
No doubt.
Right. All right. James Jones, NFL Network,
man,
Super Bowl champ. Thanks, brother.
Thanks for your insight.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, man. Peace. The Warriors, Golden State Warriors, championship window is closing fast. So what are they waiting for? We'll get into that next. All right, couple Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're going to go to the NBA. And Rob, the Golden State Warriors, a lot of people thought they might make some trades yesterday. And maybe they still will. I still expect them to do something in the offseason. But they drafted Jonathan Kuminga from the G League. He was the 7th pick. And then Moses Moody, two guards, two perimeter players, with the 14th pick. And you were disappointed.
Only because I think with their core of guys being, what, all around 31, Chris? Is that what they are, right? Around 31?
Well, yeah, they're getting up there, yeah.
They're getting up there, and I just – you got to make a decision on you're trying to win now and doing whatever you can, and you'll worry about the future later, but you can't have a mix of both where you're relying and hoping that some guys are going to develop and be able to contribute at a high level. And I just think that if you're going to make that move, you got to make it and know what your game plan is, and that's got to be executed before the draft. You know, I mean, sure, Chris, could they always make a deal later? Yeah, but I'll believe it when I see it. You got to have a plan. There's somebody who might have wanted those picks and trying to win now and put together a squad. Look at the West. There's a lot of competitive teams. Right? There are a lot.
No, the West is wide open.
It ain't automatic. It ain't automatic for
It's open.
And my point is, right, but that's what I'm saying. My point is, they didn't make the playoffs last year. Steph had this unbelievable year. And now you're hoping that youngsters are going to contribute to we don't know about Clay. We don't. He's been hurt, Chris, big time,
I think,
right?
They're trying. Like, I mean, I'd rather draft two players than give up, you know. I mean, you saw what Philadelphia was asking for Ben Simmons. That was ridiculous.
That can't be the only, you know. Yes, I'm not saying.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if nothing manifested, like, the guy they'd love to get is Bradley Beal. And
but now
he's
that they
saying
move
right
Russ,
now,
they're not doing it right.
Yeah, but I think they still should move Beal. I don't know what Beal's waiting for. I think Beal should go into his front office and be like, look, I want you guys to trade me to a contender. What is he waiting for? I mean, like, you talk about young guys, Rob. I mean, Washington is full of young guys. And so, I mean, they may not even make the playoffs next year with Bradley Beal. Does he really want to be able to contend for championships, or does he just want to be the man averaging 30 points? And I'm not – I like him. I'm just saying, like, I think that's what he should do. That's my opinion. He can do what he wants. But, you know, he's not getting any younger. He's been in the league now 9 years. It'll be his 10th year next year.
That's unbelievable, and, man. I can't get over how many years gone by.
Yeah. You know, and Rob, Kevin Garnett didn't want to leave Minnesota. When he finally agreed to the trade, he wins the championship with Boston – they're contending every year after that. He says, man, I wish I had done this earlier. And so if I'm Bradley Beal, I'm saying send me to Golden State or Philadelphia. You know, you can get a good package from them. And look, maybe the Wizards, you're right, they may not like the guys that Golden State drafted. That's why you do it on draft night. But, you know, these dudes, Kuminga was the top player in the 2021 class. He reclassified to 2020, and he still was the 7th pick in the draft. And then Moody's got talent too. So they got some pretty decent young players, but you're right. You don't want this mix. That's why I think, Rob, they still are going to find a way to make some moves. Now, maybe they view some of these young guys. I get it that they're young, but they are athletic. They're long. They're on the perimeter. Are they some insurance in case they have to trade an Andrew Wiggins, you know, in one of these deals, which they probably would have to do because his salary, they need
to. You
got
to give to get, right. You have to give up because those other kids aren't making any money, Chris. It has to be a player who's making money.
Exactly. And they're not going to be as good as, I don't think, good as Wiggins at this age. But, you know, they're athletic. They could defend if they get their minds right and, you know, play a role. So it'll be interesting. But I am with you that they got to make more moves. They cannot go into the – I don't think they should go into the season with what they have plus Clay. I don't think that'll be enough. All right. It's the Odd Couple. We got an hour left. You know what to do. Keep it locked.